The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Halloween.
I was freezing out there. My wife and her friends back at the house, nestled up beside a fire, a couple glasses of wine. Oh, not old Uncle Struddy out there working the streets.
Fighting.
Elena Zardine and I fight, and I give him a pretty good raw drink. I got him pretty good. I give it to him pretty well.
Memories.
So it's the memories. That's what you remember. Memories.
It's time for Struds On.
Sir Joe Thornton. So there's an interesting article today I read about Joe Thornton and his quest to win the Stanley Cup. And listen, I hope he wins the Stanley Cup. You know, he the guy deserves it. He's been a great, great champion in the NHL for, or champion, like a great NHLer for multiple decades here. And it said the idea or the concept behind this discussion these people had was, would Joe Thornton winning a Stanley Cup be bigger than Ray Bourque winning a Stanley Cup? And I thought that was a huge thing, because when Ray Bourque won, I remember, you know, I was playing, I was like, my God, I love that Ray Bourque got it. And you know, I think it's maybe a little bit different. And this is why. And I want to get your thoughts on it, Connor Alley. I feel that Ray Bourque is one of the best defensemen to ever play the game. You know, and I'm not talking like top five, but I think if I said, you know, Ray Bourque was in the top 15 or 20, I mean, the guy had 1,600 games, 1,600 points. You know, the guy, he would shoot from the point all the time. I'd love you to send missiles right over people's shoulder. He scored a ton of goals. You know, over 400 goals as a D-man. He is, in my mind, one of the best defensemen in NHL history. And I think when he got it, I think people were really excited for him because he was so long there in Boston, and he did amazing, amazing things. So I have him, again, as one of the all-time best defensemen in the NHL. Joe Thornton is a really good player. He is elite, elite, elite. But I don't have him in the same level as Ray Bourque. And, you know, is he a top 10 NHL, a top 10 D-man of all time? Like, I think Ray Bourque's in the top 5 or 10 D-men of all time. Can you say that Joe Thornton's one of the top 10 forwards of all time? I don't think you can. So with all due respect to Joe, I believe that it is a different situation because Ray is one of the best defensemen to ever walk the planet. Like, is he, you know, top, I think, 5 or 10? He's definitely in that conversation. Can't say the same for Joe. So I don't think it's the same. I don't think it's the same. What do you think, Connor Halley?
I think that, you know, whenever we talk about, like, those athletes that you were happy that they won a Stanley Cup, Ray Bourque always kind of tops the list. Like, I still remember, you know, Sackett gets the cup, and the first thing he does, looks to Ray to get him the Stanley Cup. And, like, I still watch the highlights of that and kind of get goosebumps from it. Like, it was just, it was such a memorable moment because Ray had been in the league for so long and worked so hard. I think that, hypothetically, if it were to happen where, you know, Joe won a Stanley Cup, I think it's ballpark. I think it's right in there, because I think Joe Thornton's a lovable guy as well. Like, I feel like the hockey world as a whole would be happy if Joe Thornton won a Stanley Cup. Like, it would make sense for him to end out his career winning a cup, similar to Ray Bourque, or, you know, you think back to, like, Michael Strahan winning and retiring, just like one of the sport's good guys. So I don't know if he's at the level of Ray Bourque, but I think that, you know, I think the majority of hockey fans, the hockey world would be super pumped up for Joe Thornton, because he's just a likable guy.
100%. He's very, very, very likable. But I think in terms of his place in the hierarchy of NHL forwards or centers, whatever you want to call it, his place isn't the same as Ray Bourque. You know, like, he's got to be within the top 10, Ray Bourque, for sure, of all time. I mean, I've got Well, Bobby Orr, I think, is in there at number one. And then after that, you know, Larry Robinson, where does he fit in? Paul Coffey, Nick Lidstrom, you know, even Chris Pronger, Scott Niedermeyer, you know, does Chris Chelios get in that conversation? Ray Bourque, like Brad Park, all those guys. There's so many, right? You know, in that conversation. But as far as right up there at the top, Brian Leach. Yeah, Brian Leach got that text. He was really good. But I just don't think it'd be the same. So, like, I'm not suing Joe Thornton here, but I thought it was an interesting conversation why we should be bringing it up. And I do think that they're slightly different situations as we, as you go through it.